hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Fiji, and coming up this hour, you're going to hear all about the shark dive with our friends from Aquatrek. They got a shark dive down here at Pacific Harbor area on the centrally located portion of the main island in Fiji. And I got to tell you, it was absolutely phenomenal. And you're going to hear all about it here in a matter of minutes. However, we have moved to this part of Fiji, which is Pacific Harbor. The resort we're staying at is a place called the Pearl. Now, a couple years ago when we came here and we stayed at Benga, we ended up coming back across the across the waterway from Benga, the island of Benga, and hanging out at this resort. And I got to tell you, it was definitely a place we had to come back to, and we have. And now I have Natalie, who is the assistant manager from the Pearl South Pacific. You can check them out, thepearlsouthpacific.com on the web. And she's the assistant manager. She keeps this place running like a fine-oiled machine. Is that true, Natalie?
Yes, it is.
Now, tell us about this place. The Pearl, I mean, it's just a tropical South Pacific vibe resort. I mean, you see pictures and you know, Travel Channel TV shows, and this just has all the amenities and the look of what you would expect for a 4 or 5 star resort in the Pacific. Are you guys affiliated with a chain, or is this kind of like a local type of thing?
No, we're solely owned. A man from Byron Bay in Australia owns this hotel. It's a 78-room boutique hotel. Very chic, stylish, very different to what you find, you know, amongst the islands. We're in the venture capital, Pacific Harbour here. We have lots to do, snorkeling, kayaking, the zip lining, Rivers Fiji on site as well. And, yeah, it's a very relaxed, very casual feel. It's set on a large scale, the property, so you're not clashing into people while you're here. There's quite a bit of room to move around.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I mean, I look at this place, and I think they're fairly busy, but you never see anybody. It's like you own the place, and you love it because of that, because you feel like you have the run of the property, and there's still people. You run into them at lunch and dinner and things like that, but it is spread out, and it's very tropical. It's open air, that kind of thing. Really, it is kind of chic. There's some neat little amenities you have in the rooms and things like that that are fairly unique for a hotel that you would expect to see here, I guess, in Fiji. But it's very luxurious, and I love that. I love being I love the spa thing, you know. And the mermaids are looking at me like right now, like I may like it a little too much. You hear what I'm saying, Natalie? Is that my own problem, or is that just how you treat everybody here at the Pearl South Pacific?
That's how we try and treat everybody here. The spa is very, very popular
for guys and for guys.
Yeah. Men as much as the women now.
Yes, indeed. Scott had a facial. He's glowing. And you notice my complexion, but that had nothing to do with your spa treatment, unfortunately. That was just the Fijian sun doing its trick on me. But, you know, you have a full spa here at the Pearl South Pacific. Also, you have golf. I mean, is this like a, you know, a 18-hole golf course, the whole shebang? I haven't even walked out there to take a look. I just see the views. But is that what it is?
Yes, we have an 18-hole championship golf course that was designed by Robert Trent Jones Jr. and Greg Norman, the shark from Australia, won his first tournament here.
Oh, well, how about, okay, well, that would make sense. Him and the owner, Buds, I'm guessing, since, yeah, they're both from Australia. I mean, that small little island out there, right?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, you can go to the PearlSouthPacific.com and check out this resort online. You mentioned all the the amenities you have here at the resort, or you're near these places, because Pacific Harbor is centrally located in Fiji. And you mentioned the zip lining. We've done that. We've done the whitewater rafting. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. But is that what people are coming here to do more so than the diving, or is it just a mix of all of the above, and like any eco-adventure sport you want to do, that's what you those are the clients you cater to?
Yes, well, we cater to quite a few, to different clientele, mostly the adventure types that do come here mainly for the diving, and then get to see what other activities we have to offer in Pacific Harbour. And, you know, some end up extending their stay and doing the rivers and doing the zip lining and finding it a lot of fun. We also cater for a big honeymoon market as well, romance market, that come here and do diving and zip lining and all the activities, as well as relaxing and...
Getting their massage, whatever, and getting their, well, their other thing. Yeah, in their room, I guess, if they're honeymooners, right? What's your favorite activity, Natalie? Are you a scuba diver as well, or no?
Not yet, but I am planning on doing a course in the next coming weeks. I've booked in. My probably favorite activity would be the snorkeling.
Snorkeling, just getting out there and checking out the cool reefs. And you're out there snorkeling. You know, just 5 minutes away from the dock, we did this shark dive today, and these sharks were massive. Are you aware of this when you're snorkeling, or what?
I try not to think about that.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people don't. That was definitely an eye-opener when we did that shark dive. Once again, you're going to hear all about that in just a bit. But the sharks were huge. But they were friendly. They were happy Fijian sharks. So they have, a more friendly attitude towards the visitors. And you don't have any problem with them. They just, especially, that's why the divers come here. They want to dive with them, right? That's one of the most popular activities you guys offer, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. Shark diver, it's very, very popular. And, yeah, the sharks, we've never, ever had a problem with them. They're all, you know, I think they're all on Fiji time at the moment. So.
Yeah. They just come in and cruise in, take a snack here and there from the Fijian dive operators, and then just move on and enjoy themselves. Just, they're here on holiday like we are, you know? That's what it's out. And they're probably hanging out at the Pearl South Pacific for the same reasons, all the amenities. They want a spa treatment, and that's kind of like they get a free snack along the way as well, and maybe a rub down from one of the Fijian dive operators. Who could blame them, correct?
That's right.
Once again, thepearlsouthpacific.com. Check it out on the web. This is the place you want to stay, especially if you want to be centrally located in Fiji. And Natalie and the gang will take care of you. Natalie, thank you so much for your hospitality and hosting Scuba Radio once again. You guys are the best, and I hope you'll have us back.
You're very welcome, and yes, we will definitely have you back.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of these activities you can do other than scuba diving, because like I said, we're going to talk about the diving here in just a bit, especially the shark dive is going to blow you away with AquaTrack. But these adventure sports that they offer here at the Pearl South Pacific, we've done them. I did them last time we were here, at least one of them. We did the zip line. We had to do it again. Angela and Abby and Scott and myself did this zip line Fiji experience last time as part of our surface interval here in Fiji. And, man, we had to go back. They've upgraded the place a little bit. They got some new huts and things to cover you from the sun when you're getting ready to board the zip lines and things like that. But, Angela, it was just as much fun as the first time around, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We had so much fun. And last time when we all went, we had a great time. So we're pretty lucky we got to go again. And like you said, they are upgrading. And I guess in a couple months, they're going to be putting in slides, too. So everyone really needs to come out and check it out, because it is just so much fun.
Yeah, the zip line, the last run, they got like eight cables. And the last one is really long, and it crosses over a gorge. Phenomenal experience. Now, Mermaid Tony did this with us. Now, we had done this before. This was the first time in Fiji. It was the first time on a zip line, period. And this was probably the best zip line I've ever done. Now, Tony, what do you think? How was the experience for you?
I thought it was absolutely wonderful. It was so much fun. It was funny because you thought I was going to be scared, and I really wasn't at all. I was just really, really excited.
You were. I really, you know, Tony does have a nervous side to her. We can say that, can't we? We can talk. She's a bit of a nervous flyer, we found out on this trip. But then it's okay. Everybody has their little quirks and things, and she gets a little antsy about flying in small planes, and who can blame her? A lot of people have that issue. But and I thought, oh my God, this ziplining thing, this isn't for the faint at heart. This is for an adventurer like me, some machismo kind of guy like me. And of course, Tony, I'm thinking she's going to have an issue. She's like, woohoo! I want to go upside down. I want to fly. No issues whatsoever. I was trying to even spook her a little bit. You were having none of that.
Absolutely not. That was fun. It was so much fun. And just because I'm afraid of planes doesn't mean I'm afraid of heights.
Okay. Well, she's strapped in a harness, I guess. That's the thing. Maybe if we put a parachute on her in the plane, that would resolve those issues. Scott, what do you think? Zip lining. Is this like one of the best surface interval activities you could ever do as a scuba diver?
It is really fun. I mean, for those of you who haven't done the zip lining, I mean, this is treetop to treetop. And these long cables, and you have your harness, and you wear a helmet, and you just fly through the rainforest.
Yeah, it literally is like flying through the trees. And until you've done it, it's hard to describe. Now, we actually recorded a segment last time we were here and played that back on the air. And it was, I think we captured it. And I may have just messed myself in the process, but it made for good radio. But I figured, you can't duplicate that kind of magic more than once. So I figured, let's just do it. Let's soak it all in, take in the experience, and have fun. But I will tell you, since that zip line that we did a couple years ago here at zip-fiji.com, I've done several zip lines since then. And none of them have come close to the experience you get here in Fiji. They have just an amazing little trek of lines, these eight lines that they run. And like Angela mentioned earlier, they're getting ready to expand, possibly here in Fiji, or add a few more lines and some more amenities there with the zip line. So if you get to this part of the world, you have definitely got to check this out and take an afternoon off of diving like we have. And, most of the dive operators do, they'll do like two tanks in the afternoon, and then they may or may not have an afternoon dive. So, you can go out there in the morning, do your two tank dives, get back around 1 o'clock thereabouts, and then take the afternoon to do some adventure tour like zip lining. And, it's just definitely something that you should add to your list of things to do here in Fiji. It is definitely a must-do thing. Zip-Fiji.com. What do you think, Tony? Would you come back and do the zip lining again?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, and Angela, is this something that we need to start working into the mix more and more?
Yeah, we definitely need to start coming to Fiji more and doing zip lining in Fiji more.
I'm thinking, why don't they have like zip lines to the dive site? Maybe we can combine the two. What do you think? You guys are looking at me like, hey, this is a million dollar idea.
I think the whole Keys needs to be one giant zip line so I can just zip line to work every day.
Okay, or you hop on US-1 or right up there at Homestead, and you hop on board the zip line and cruise all the way down to Key West. What do you think, Scott? Could that work?
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? I'd like to do that. That would be fun. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is having fun. And when you come to these different places and can experience things like this, I mean, man, that's what makes the whole thing just that much better. It's all about the diving. That's where we really come here. That's the main attraction. But when you stumble across these other cool activities that you can do on your surface interval, I'm telling you, it just makes the adventure so much better. And that's what Fiji offers. Probably, I'm not going to say more than everybody else, but boy, they sure do got a plate full of stuff to keep you busy in between your dives. Matter of fact, whitewater rafting was one of them. We're going to talk about it next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We're going to get into some of the surface interval activities you can do here in Fiji here in just a bit. But before we do, I can't miss one of the biggest things you can do here in Fiji in between your dives. And that's just, sure, you can go up and zip line, you can whitewater raft, you can horseback ride, do whatever. But you can just veg in Fiji, and that's what Mermaid Tony's doing right now in a hammock. I kid you not, where she's sitting in a hammock. And describe the view there, Tony. What do you think?
Well, currently I'm in a hammock hanging between two trees over some bright green fluffy grass, staring out at the ocean and the mountains of Banga.
Yeah, it's not a bad view. It's not a bad place to just kind of unwind off gas. It doesn't get much better than this. I mean, you have a nice little view down there in the Florida Keys where you work, but I don't know. Does it match with what we got here in Fiji today?
No, Florida Keys are a little bit flat, and although the water's blue and it's beautiful and nice and warm, the view here is definitely much better.
Yeah, now we have been going around and doing a lot of things, obviously working in a lot of scuba diving, meeting some great people, probably drinking a few more bowls of kava than we should. However, we've had some downtime. We've had some time to kind of re-energize, and has that worked for you? I mean, because that's part of the Fiji experience. That's how you Fiji me, I guess, because they got these shirts that say Fiji me. Are you feeling like that you've been Fiji'd?
I am definitely feeling Fiji'd, if that's a word, and it is one of the best feelings ever. I'm not ready to go home yet.
Yeah, so it is definitely giving you an opportunity to recharge those batteries when you go back and have to deal with the day in and day out of teaching your scuba diver students and things, I'm guessing, right?
I have to go home?
Well, no, you don't have to. You know what? We don't have any idea whether or not Mermaid Tony will actually make it back. You bring up a very valid point. We still have a couple days left here in Fiji, and there's always a chance she'll find a way to just, you know what, accidentally miss the flight. Is that what's going through your mind right now?
That's definitely on my mind, considering I don't like flying anyway. And there's been a couple job offers here, and I'm ready to stay.
Yeah, so what kind of job offer would you want here in Fiji? What would be the ultimate job? Have you already come across it, you think, in your mind? It's just a matter of, okay, I got to get a few ducks in a row to make this fly, or what?
Perfect job. Do they need someone just to lay in a hammock all day and have a few cocktails by the pool? I can do that.
You can do that. All right. So that might be in the job description here at any Fiji dive operation. They've kind of mentioned that to you a couple times because you can only teach so much. You have to have that downtime in Fiji just like you would anywhere else. Might as well be in paradise, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
So, Tony, assuming you actually do go back home, right now you're sitting in a hammock. You're looking out at this beautiful view off, off the coast here at the Pearl Resort and Spa. And what's going through your mind? What was like the highlight of our adventure from your perspective?
As odd as it sounds for someone who's a dive instructor, the highlight was actually the diving and the dive experience and getting to go out with all these other shops and see how other people do things.
And the fact that you are a dive instructor, you are a professional, like myself. Well, at least I call myself one. But you are an acting dive professional. You do like 200 students a year. So one of the things I know you mentioned earlier this week, that you just love the fact that you were able to come out with a scuba radio crew. You know, we put you to work a little bit doing the mermaid thing, but you actually got to dive as just a diver as opposed to a dive instructor. Because it's hard to kind of get out of that mentality sometimes and really just enjoy the diving, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's wonderful just to be able to hop on a boat in a couple places. Well, first of all, the level of service here with the dive companies is wonderful. My first experience, I hopped on the boat. They took my gear away from me. Every place I've been, you get on the boat, your gear's set up. You don't have to do anything. And then once I hop in the water, it's not right my responsibility to make sure everyone has enough air. I just got to do my dive, spend as much time in the water as humanly possible, and be the last person out. Enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, and you know, the more I've gotten to know Tony here over the last couple of weeks, I will tell you one thing. She is Miss Independent. She is definitely a dive instructor and say, hey, you want some help with your bag? No, I got it. Leave me alone. You're used to doing stuff yourself, lugging tanks, whatever it takes. You get to get the job done. So when people actually volunteer to help you out, you're kind of a little caught off guard, aren't you?
I'm definitely caught off guard. I don't really know what to do, and I'm just wondering if when I get home, I'm going to know how to carry a tank anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're going to have to tell your coworkers there, like, hey, it's a new me, and I need a little pampering. Rub my feet. How about a massage? Something like that? No.
Yeah, I just got to find a nice cheap spa in the Keys and have the guys lift all the tanks for me.
Or you may not go back. Well, you know, you have to tune in next week and find out how this ends. All right, it's off to zip lining and whitewater rafting next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Wake up, Tony. You're falling asleep there. Come on.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando is now open. And the grand opening celebration continues at all Divers Direct locations and at DiversDirect.com.
Beat the summer rush and have your tank serviced now. Just mention this ad and receive $5 off your tank's VIP. Offer valid through June 13th. Everything you could ever need as a diver can be found at Divers Direct, Florida's full-service dive shop. Your friends at Divers Direct love to travel, too, and you can come along. Check out their latest dive adventure opportunities at DiversDirect.com. Divers Direct, Florida's local dive shop with stores in West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Key Largo, Key West, and now open in Orlando. Don't have a Divers Direct store near you? Remember, they're always open at DiversDirect.com. We're going to tell you about one of the coolest shark dives I have ever participated in here in Fiji in just a matter of moments. However, we're kind of, you know, I wanted to cover some of the surface activities you can do, you know, on your surface interval in between your dives. I mean, that's the main thing that draws you to a place like the Fiji Islands. And here at the Pearl South Pacific, here in Pacific Harbor, you know, you're centrally located with the diving, but also you have all these other amenities, all these other adventure sports that you can, partake in, like the zip lining that we were just talking about, or the other one that was a big surprise for me on several levels. And I've done this activity in many other places, especially in the U.S., but never in a country like Fiji, and that is whitewater rafting. And we actually fit in a full day of whitewater rafting to, you know, kind of towards the end of our trip, to break up the diving just a bit so we didn't build up too much nitrogen for our flight back to the States. And I got to say, man, I am so glad we did. We went out with, what's this company, River Fiji, or what is it? Yeah, I think it's, riversfiji.com, right, Scott?
That's it.
Now, what do you guys think of this? I thought it was phenomenal from the landscape, because I've done light whitewater rafting before. I've done fours and fives. You've done that kind of thing, too, Scott, right?
Up in Idaho, did the Snake River, fours and fives. But the scenery, and I didn't know Fiji had canyons like that we had on that whitewater rafting. It was great.
Yeah, the scenes that we experienced here in Fiji doing the whitewater rafting, and they were like twos. They weren't like hardcore, like, oh, my God, you're going to die type rapids. But they were still fun. They were lots of fun, enough to knock out, you know, Angela off the boat. Maybe Mermaid Tony fell out a couple times. I fell out to save the crew at one point, but that was purely to, you know, I was looking out for my peeps, right?
Correction. We were pushed out of the boat. And
No. Correction. You were pulled by the Fijian sea monster.
Pulled. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's part of the experience when you go whitewater rafting. And once again, this is something Tony had never done, right, Tony?
No, I have not, actually.
And would you do this again?
I, of course, would.
Even if I was on the boat?
I'd have to think about it.
Okay,
that.
I knew that was coming. I figured that was the case. But, riversfiji.com. We'll talk about that and the shark dive next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yeah, there are a lot of island boys here in Fiji, and Mermaid Tony and Angela, they ran into a few of them. Trying to figure out if they count as carry-on bags or not here when we fly back on Air Pacific back to the States, but I'm not sure that's going to work. They were in full force for the Rivers Fiji rafting tour. We had Fijian, you know, raft guys, boys, what, island boys, are they island boys or what?
Yeah, they're Fijian
boys.
So that was an added bonus to our little activity in your eyes, I'm guessing. Is that right, Tony?
It's been an added bonus to the whole trip.
Yeah, okay, I figured that. So you hang out with the locals when you're doing the whitewater rafting. But by the way, they could charge you just for the bus ride to the launch site, don't you think?
That's one of the biggest adventures I've ever been on was just the bus ride.
Exactly. Just the bus ride alone is better than any roller coaster you could do in the state. You hear what I'm saying? It's quite an experience in its own right. But when you get there and you see all the scenery, halfway down, we stop off and they fix us up a nice little lunch, and we came across a waterfall. What do you think of the waterfall there, Angela?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, we've luckily got to see a few, but then me and Tony put the tails on, and we took some photos, and the people really enjoyed it, and the guides, they haven't really seen mermaids before, I don't think, so everyone got a big kick out of it, and it was a great time.
You know, sometimes we don't realize the impact that we have on the locals when we visit islands here in Fiji, and, you know, we came here a couple years ago, and lo and behold, we get back, and they're like, oh, wait, the mermaids are here again. Oh, that's great. Where's Angela? And then we're like, what? It's kind of remarkable, isn't it, Scott?
Well, it's not remarkable that the bartender remembered her.
Well, yeah. Well, he remembered you too, Scott, but that wasn't for the same reason, I'm guessing. But it's because he sent his son to college on Scott's bar tab. But Angela, I think, had a bigger impact in other ways. I can think of a couple. No, I won't say that. No, but it was all good. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it, Tony?
It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of share cultures with the Fijians. They are so welcoming. They're just like, it's to me, it's like Southern hospitality in the States. It is that element of like, hey, come on in. You're part of the family. Help yourself to, whatever we have to eat. That kind of, here, have some kava, that kind of thing. You get that whole kind of vibe. But whitewater rafting, good thing to add to your surface interval adventure. riversfiji.com. Go there and check it and book it, and you won't be sorry. Now, why did we come here? Well, of course, it was the diving. It was the shark dive here in this particular part of Fiji that is just world famous. The famous tiger shark, bull shark dive. We had 20 to 30 bull sharks. Tony, have you ever seen anything like this in your life?
Not quite that many. The most I've seen is about two, and they were chasing after my fish. But this was totally different. Wonderful.
Totally different. And they're hand feeding them to boot. So it's a very interesting adventure. They line you up along the rope, and you talk about a photo op. I mean, I've done a lot of shark diving in my day, but I have never seen anything like this, especially the size of the animal. Scott?
They were huge. I mean, when you first went down to where the little areas where they feed them, and they started coming around, they got close, and they were big.
Yeah, and, we didn't see the tiger shark on our dive. He evidently, or she, or whatever, came out a couple days earlier, because they, I don't know, they have a tiger shark show up a couple times a month there, about something like that. It just depends, luck of the draw, weather, whatever, whether they're hungry, I guess. And we didn't see him, but evidently the smallest tiger shark they have on this dive with AquaTrack is 12 feet, and it goes up to 18. And we thought about putting Mermaid Angela in her mermaid tail with the shark, but she had second thoughts. Is that right, Angela?
Yeah, Greg. As soon as we up the mermaid healthcare plan, then I'm in.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no trouble,
cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles,
cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, sucking into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, sucking into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As promised, we've saved the best for last. Yes, the Benga Shark Dive. We've done it with Aquatrek. Brandon is the man behind the madness. And I got to tell you, you know, as I said early in the broadcast, Brandon, my expectations for this dive were very, very high. But I think I speak for the entire Scuba Radio crew here that it lived up to the hype. Is that the typical reaction you get to, you know, from the divers that come here in Fiji and experience this?
Yeah, definitely. They when they come here, they seem to be a bit nervous, apprehensive, never quite sure of how it's going to go off. And then once they get underwater, within a few minutes, they realize that the hype was good, you know, that it's the sharks are going to turn up. And yeah, that it's not that nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's not that nerve-wracking, which, you know, I've done a lot of shark diving in my years of doing this goofy little radio show about diving. But you know, I have to say I was a little taken aback by the size of the animals that you guys are working with, because these are massive bull sharks, lemon sharks, nurse sharks, and occasionally you get the tiger shark that I told... Or that I was told yesterday, when the tiger sharks do come in, and they're relatively rare, like once a month thereabouts, maybe if we're lucky. What, 12 foot is like the smallest tiger shark you get on this dive?
Yeah, 12 foot would be about our smallest, and they go up to about 16. We don't get anything bigger than that. But I would definitely say, no, we get them about twice a week, actually, at our site. And so we're very lucky in the sense that we seem to be in a good place for water flow, and the scent gets out there. And we get a fair number of tigers.
So nice. And these tigers are just cruising through the area, and they hear there's a free meal being provided here at Aquatrek, and they just stop in for a snack and move on.
That's it. They're regular diners. They come around about every 3 to 4 weeks, and then they'll go back into their whole hunting pattern around the islands. And then eventually, when they haven't found anything, they come back to us. I always call us the backup restaurant. We're like KFC. You know, when you go out in the evening and you're looking for your fine dining restaurant and it's full and you can't get in?
KFC is the first place I go to.
Oh,
how did you know?
Yeah. And then on the way home, when you didn't get your nice big fillet steak, you stop at KFC. And that's essentially what the sharks are doing with us. They go and hunt at night because that's all they know to do. And then when they don't do well, they know they can come down to our site in the morning and hopefully find some good tuna heads or something like that.
Yeah, or a mermaid or something like that.
Or mermaid, yeah. They love mermaids.
We thought about doing that, but Angela, she looked at the size of these animals, and she thought, you know what? This might be one of the few times in our Scuba Radio, you know, mermaid-esque adventures that we may want to practice a bit of caution. Was that true, Angela?
Actually, I just wanted to watch the dive.
She just wanted to play instead of work as a mermaid. Who can blame her? It was quite a show. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty amazing. Now, before I forget, the website for Aquatrek is what?
www.aquatrek.com.
All right, well, there you go. I figured that's what it was, but I wanted you to say it as opposed to me messing it up. So we got that much out of there, so people can go check out your website, book it, and do this experience and that kind of thing. But there's a whole conservation message that you gave a really nice little monologue there during the dive briefing about what you guys are really trying to accomplish with these dives. Give me that in a nutshell.
Well, we're in Fiji, and we are trying to educate the Fiji government about the importance of sharks and the role they play in the oceans, and also the value they have to tourism dive operators like ourselves. So we have six other dive operators can come along and see what you guys saw today, and that's just in our area. But there's over 60 dive centers in Fiji, and no matter where you dive in Fiji, every single center would like to be able to say, yeah, we got sharks out in our reef. So it's really important that we protect these animals from a tourism point of view as well as keeping the whole marine ecosystem in Fiji balanced.
Yeah, and you know, you guys do a unique feed, whereas you're doing a hand feed with some major, just massive animals. And there is some controversy along that line sometimes, depending on who you talk to. But from what I see, you guys are doing it well, you're doing it safely, you got it down to a fine science, and really the goal of these types of dives, just like all the other shark dives I've done, is the same. And a lot of people who haven't experienced this type of thing don't get it, is that when you see these animals in this particular environment and you see they're not going to eat you and they're just going for the food, you look at them in a whole different light. Is that what you're trying to get across to?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to establish the intelligence of the animal. That's really important. If you think of sharks, a lot of people, unfortunately, think of them as mindless killing machines. They swim around the oceans, and every so often they decide to bite a swimmer, which is really not what a shark's all about. So we show people that they can eat something out of your hand, and they don't even damage my finely manicured fingernails, you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to show people, is intelligence of the animal.
Nice. Well, I think you did a fine job. That was an excellent display of human interaction and sharks on a scale that I I've seen a lot, but I got to say, this is definitely one of the top five shark dives, or probably top three. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to say top two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. He's just top one. Just go for one in Fiji.
Anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah, and once again, all you got to do is go to aquatrek.com, book it today, say hi to Brandon and the gang. You know, there was one of your dive masters on board, Joe, and we got to talk to Joe here because he had a story about how he had one of these fees that and really brought it home for the people on deck. Can you give me permission to talk to him?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to get to Joe. Let's find Joe over here. And Joe, thanks for being on Scuba Radio, buddy. How you doing?
No problem. You're welcome, man. I'm all good. You know, finished with a shark dive. It's another day at the office for me, but it's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. This is quite an impressive office, and your staff of helpers. Those these big bull sharks. I don't know how you keep them in line, but I thought I had a tough job keeping my mermaids in line. These 400 or 500 pound bull sharks have to be quite a challenge at times, huh?
Well, put it this way: we're all SWAT teams down there, just keeping people safe away, you know, from big dynamites going off. Something's about to happen, so we're just keeping people safe and you know, behind the line, making sure that nobody gets a pedicure or manicure.
Yeah, a little bonus souvenir kind of thing. But yeah, they don't. I mean, you guys really run a nice, safe operation. Line them up behind the line. I felt very safe the whole time. Now, you had a great story about a French woman and an Australian girl, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a break, and we got a story for you next that's going to blow your mind, thanks to Joe here in Fiji from Aquatrek. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Fiji diving with sharks.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
I'm hanging out with Joe and Fiji from Aquatrek. Aquatrek.com on the web, and check him out right there. Now, he was telling us a story during the surface interval about an experience he had with a French girl and an Australian girl that went on their shark dive. Now, I'll let you take it from there. What happened there, Joe?
Yeah, we had a threesome in the water.
It was a threesome. I love it. See, that everything goes in Fiji. It's all about love. L-O-V-E, right?
That's right. Well, there was this one time I went down on the second tank dive, and I took down this French girl and Australian girl. And during the feeding session, we had the big tiger shark come around at the end of the 5 minutes of our second dive. And just out of curiosity, she came around, but I was concentrating on the lemon sharks, the very cheeky lemon sharks out there. So I had my back towards the tiger, which I obviously didn't know that was behind me. And next thing I know, there's this screaming underwater, there's wailing going on in the water, and it's like,
we've all heard that a time or two.
Yeah. And to my surprise, I turned around, the tiger shark, Scarback, which is the biggest one, the 18-foot tiger shark down there, and she was just finished eating a couple of tuna heads off one of the feeders, and she's coming towards this French lady, and she's just taking herself and going right down to the bottom, taking cover off that off the wall that we've created down there, and she's just basically just didn't know what to do, and this tiger shark just landed her bottom jaw right on top of her head.
Landed on her head.
That's right, and she's still chewing on the tuna head, and she's screaming her guts out down there. So I swam up. I pushed the tiger shark away from her to my right, which I didn't know. The Australian girl was over to my right, and as I was doing this, the Australian girl went, going, no, as like as to tell me not to push the tiger shark towards her. So I took the tiger shark head, turned her back towards the French girl, and the French girl was going,
so, you know. So basically, that was the end of your threesome right there. Yeah, you thought you had a shot there at the beginning of the dive.
Yeah,
but there was a lot of going on underwater.
Yeah. A lot of talking underwater, bubble talk underwater, which obviously, at the end of it, the tiger just swam away right above us. So everything was all good. It was another day at the office.
And they have an experience they'll never forget, right?
That was an experience they'll never forget.
Did you close the deal at the end?
They did. I think they...
Oh, I'll just leave it at that. We don't want to get Joe in any trouble any more than he already is. Well, that'll do it from Fiji. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, Joe?
Down with Twitter.
Nice. Very nice. That's what got him the three-way.
You know how to
whale
here. That's why it's underwater. Yeah, we didn't look here. Now we didn't look here.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.